MC Squared High School, bringing positive stories to you.
Hi, this is Rosie and Maddie from MC2 High School. We will be talking to Diane Ripple, the Administrative Director of the Women's Center.
We had a great interview at the Women's Center in Waukesha. We learned a lot about their mission and just how big of an impact they make on the community. Here's the interview we had.
Programs and services, which means that I oversee all of the different programs and services we provide to clients and make sure that we're meeting the outcomes that we say we're going to make sure the clients are satisfied with the services they're receiving, make sure that we're in compliance with the different grants and funders that we work with.
Okay, so can you describe the services you do have here that you're not in charge of but the other people are?
Sure. So the mission of the Women's Center is to provide safety, shelter, and support to women and children affected by domestic and sexual violence. So we do that through an array of free services, which includes counseling and support groups, crisis line and emergency shelter. We also have the employment program to help women get back on their feet financially if they're trying to get away from an abusive partner. We have a transitional living program where people can live for up to 2 years while they're trying to make the break from an abusive past into full self-sufficient living. And we also have a community, it's a violence prevention initiative where we go out into the schools and try to talk about warning signs of abusive relationships and try to prevent, to the extent we can, try to prevent violence against women and girls from happening in the first place. So the counseling services can include crisis intervention and safety planning, and then we also do ongoing advocacy and support for people throughout the length of their healing journey. For some people it can be longer, for other people they don't come as frequently. 100 adults and wow. About 450 kids, and I would say that's on par with what we've done in years past, so it's usually well over 1,000 adults and right around 450 to 500 children.
What is the most common reason women come here for help?
Mostly it's for the domestic violence services that we provide. There's probably about 900 women and kids that we serve through our domestic violence programs and about 300 through our sexual assault and abuse programs. Yeah. So the majority